So what about the patient who has a primary colon cancer but non-resectable metastatic disease in the liver, outside the liver, but not curable surgically? How do you approach that?
Well, unless the patient's having a lot of bleeding, I tend to approach those patients with chemotherapy and biologics first, and have really been able to control people's primary and their symptoms pretty well, avoiding surgery in most cases. Now, there are a number of interesting studies that are out there looking at that. There was one by David Cunningham's group that was a retrospective study where they showed that patients with intact primaries had really no higher risk of bleeding or perforation than did patients whose primaries had been resected in the setting of metastatic disease. Others have suggested that there may be some potential benefit by resecting the primary.
And I guess the NSABP is doing a really, I think, innovative study looking at this, just phase two study,
right?
90 patients in this situation. They're going to give them FOLFOX, bevacizumab, and see whether or not, I mean, these people unfortunately are destined to die of their disease. But the issue is, can you prevent them from having to go through a major surgery from a palliative point of view? What do you think about that study?
Well, I think it's a great study. I think this is an uncertain area. You couldn't really probably construct a randomized study in that setting. I think with surgical questions, we need to take innovative approaches. They aren't simple chemotherapy questions. The circumstances are far more diverse than what we want in our chemo studies. So doing series like this does inform us.
Yeah, it's interesting because really what they're just trying to look at, how often, if they do this, does the patient end up needing emergency surgery or develop complications? And I'm kind of optimistic. I don't know. I think maybe it's going to show that you can avoid surgery. What do you think?
I think that that's true. I certainly have practiced that way and have managed patients from diagnosis to death without surgery in many cases.
Right? It must be gratifying when you think about it.
Well, I think it is useful to try and avoid a major surgery.
I mean, from a palliative point of view, it really gives a person probably a couple of months at least, or several months, of feeling comfortable as opposed to...
Right. And that's been true even in people with rectal cancer, where before treatment they've had some obstructive symptoms.